Just a moment to taste the newness of life.
You know, I've always said that your attitude is a reflection of your gratitude. How grateful are you? In this episode of the Just a Moment podcast, we're focusing on the heart of the season, Thanksgiving. It's a time when we just pause to look around and truly appreciate the moments that can make life meaningful. Whether this is a familiar tradition for you or a first-time experience, today we will be reflecting on the beauty of gathering. Yes, the gift of family, the joy of good food, and even the tenderness of missing loved ones who once sat at our dinner tables. Yeah. And Thanksgiving reminds us to slow down, to notice, to breathe. It does. And to give God thanks for the moments that we're given. So today, I'm inviting you to pause with me, take a breath, and let's walk together through these moments of gratitude. Yes.
Just a moment to taste the newness of life, a moment to recognize that yesterday was survived. There's always a moment to be glad. Just a moment.
Welcome back to another episode of the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. I am Sean N. Graham, your host. I'm a poet, I'm an author, I'm a speaker. In essence, I just love to run my mouth. Now, in this space, we pause to remind you that with every moment that you get, embrace them, take a hold of them, even the uncertain ones. They can become a place of grace and a place of growth. Yes. So embrace all the moments that life sends your way. All of them. Now, let me also remind you to check out the Just a Moment podcast on YouTube, rss.com, or wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, to name a few, Audible. Yes, new episodes are available Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we would love it if you connect with us on Facebook, Instagram. Check out our website. JustAMoment.live and SeanNGraham.com. And feel free to drop me a note. I would love to chit-chat with you. And while you're there, don't forget, like, share, subscribe to the podcast as well. And remember, just a moment, that's life. Let's take a moment to dive into our reflections for today. The title of today's reflection is gonna be in line with the Thanksgiving holiday that's coming up. It's called A Moment to Pause and Give Thanks. A moment to pause, yes, and give thanks. You know, in 1 week and probably 2 days, yes, lots and lots of people will be sitting around the dinner table, gathered and fellowshipping with family, friends, loved ones, and relatives, celebrating the Thanksgiving holidays. Some people might be, meeting some family members for the first time, right? While some might be just catching up with others. And some people may have traveled from far, while some may be living in the same city, in the same home, or even in the same town, right? And some people may even be experiencing Thanksgiving for the first time, like I did in 2000 when I came here from Jamaica. A lot of firsts may be taking place in this Thanksgiving season, right? Some countries don't have a specified day set aside for Thanksgiving. And so when others migrate here, it's a new experience. And I remember the first time I even learned about a Thanksgiving holiday. It was in November of 2000. Yes, and I had only been here for about 4 months. fresh from Jamaica, trying to find my bearings, and just recently hired as a wheelchair assistant at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. I've talked about my journeys there. And I don't recall if I saw much of the hustle and bustle that went along or even now goes along with the Thanksgiving holiday. I was not driving as yet either, and so I was only going to the stores as it was necessary, right? Because back then, like I said, I was working at the airport and I was also on the international concourse, so I didn't even see a lot of the domestic travel. So associating all that travel with Thanksgiving, no, it did not click for me at that time. However, what I gathered from others and, from what my dad, shared with me, I learned that Thanksgiving was a time where people just gathered. I learned it was a time where children went home to be with their parents, or people traveled to be with their siblings, their relatives, their loved ones. And I also discovered this phenomenon called Black Friday, okay? New to me, a time when a lot of people went out to shop on the Friday following the Thanksgiving Thursday. As cold as it would be, people were out there just embracing the season, embracing the moment. So you ate on the Thursday, and the Friday you went and you shopped until you dropped. You got all of those sales, right? I've never sat in the cold and waited in lines like that, but I did take my daughter 1 year to Old Navy. It was in mid-afternoon, and my word, I told you, those lines were so long. Oh my God, it's like 3 hours just to cash out. I made myself a promise, never again. But for those who do it, kudos to you. However, Thanksgiving. Once I got into the meat of what Thanksgiving meant and family and friends and loved ones and food and fellowship over the years, I've spent many Thanksgiving in my kitchen cooking all kinds of dishes, baking pies and making sourdough. Yes, I love to cook. I love to cook. I told my daughter this year that I'm not cooking, and she, started looking at me cross-eyed and reminded me of all kinds of things, but we'll see. We'll see if I'm led to stand in the kitchen and do the normal Thanksgiving meal. Another thing that crossed my mind as I talked with my daughter too is that this will be the first Thanksgiving without my papa being present. So this one will feel a little different. I know I'm not the only one who'll be missing a parent or both parents at the dinner table this Thanksgiving. No. It's life. Moments. But I want to say, be encouraged. Be encouraged, embrace the moment that Thanksgiving is going to bring your way this year. Enjoy the food, the fun, the fellowship, the games afterwards. We love to play Ludo and card games like Donkey and Pit-a-Pat, for those who probably know what it is. It's a three card game. We love to laugh, and I'm encouraging you to laugh and laugh and laugh some more. Yes. Embrace every moment that this Thanksgiving season will bring your way. Now, before we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you to join me for our next live prayer gathering. It's called Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations. It's going to be Saturday, November 22nd, 2025. Yes, this year. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be live on Zoom. It's 1 hour of reflection, encouragement, and prayer, a space where we just pause and reconnect with God. And we do it together. And here's how you can join me, join us. The meeting ID for Zoom is 845-0248-5624. I say that again. It's 845-0248-5624. And the passcode is 2025. Simple. 2025. So join me. Bring your faith, bring your journal, and maybe even a friend who could use some encouragement. Let's take a moment, just a moment, to pray together. Don't forget also to follow at Just a Moment Podcast for reminders and updates. Let's keep praying. Let's keep praying. Let's keep giving, giving of ourselves, our time, and our efforts. And let's keep believing. Welcome back, y'all. Thank you for staying with us. Now let's continue on this reflection for today, a moment to pause and give thanks. And so during this Thanksgiving season, let us pause to reflect on what we do have. We have life. We have liberty. We have peace of mind. We have food on our tables. Come on. Clothes on our backs. Roofs over our heads. Come on. We have loved ones around us. We have opportunities that many don't have. The freedoms we take for granted. And I can name a few, right? The freedom to go to church, the freedom to worship God, the freedom to read the Bible, the freedom to even own a Bible. There's so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. And what I would love for you to do is to share with us your favorite Thanksgiving memory, right? Your favorite dish that you like to make or eat, your favorite pastry that you like to bake or even like to eat as well. Let us know how you spend your Thanksgiving holiday. What is the highlight of Thanksgiving season for you? What do you look forward to each year? Right? Share with us the best Thanksgiving moment that has stuck with you over the years. And maybe you have more than one. That's okay. Share them all. Right? Because whatever you do, I want you to embrace all of your moments. Because storms like Melissa can come in and make moments you can never even imagine, right? If you are someone who likes to procrastinate, I am charging you to cease and desist. Yes. I remember this old proverb I learned as a young girl. It says, make hay while the sun shines. And this is my encouragement to you in this Thanksgiving season. Be thankful for the moments you get and make the best of them. Make the best of them. Give God thanks for everything, for every moment that He sends your way. Don't hold grudges or unforgiveness. No, release it. Don't hold them in your heart. And love, love, love. Yes, I am praying that you do have a blessed and fulfilling Thanksgiving holiday, and also that God's peace be with you wherever you may go, wherever this season may take you, whether you travel far or travel near. May God's peace go with you. So it is customary for us to share a poem here on the podcast every week, and today's poem is titled, It's Thanksgiving time. So it's Thanksgiving time. I'm sitting at the table with my Lord to dine. He's provided my meal, yes, every single time. His storehouse of delicacies has never run dry. I alone can't deplete it, even if I try. Of what will I partake on this go-round? My choices are plenty, none I've ever found. I looked on in awe as if it's the first time I'm here. My excitement bubbles over, anticipation draws near. What will I try? I wondered out loud. I examined each table as I walked through the crowd. I had access to everything that was in the room, and only because I was with the bridegroom. Oh, there was blessings, forgiveness, favor, and grace. I wasn't ashamed. Excitement shone on my face. I wondered how much of each I could take. My Lord said, "Don't worry, these we always make." I packed on my plate joy, peace, and love. Each time we took, God replenished from above. Nothing ran out the entire time. Much laughter we shared, my Lord and I, as we dined. I thank the Lord, so glad he chose me. He looked beyond my faults and rarely saw my needs. My rags didn't matter. He called me to dine, to sup at his table, knowing all would be fine. Were it not for grace, I wouldn't be here. The life I live, not worthy, my Lord did not seem to care. His hand he extended, he allowed me to take hold, and a grateful soul rejoices, realizing he's prepared for me a home. So, in this Thanksgiving season, so much to be thankful for. For as we survey everything around us, we wouldn't be here but for the Lord. He saw fit to keep us, to bless us, and sustain. So, in every season, let us find no reason to complain. In everything, let us just simply give thanks. It's Thanksgiving time. Yes. Yes. Yes, it's Thanksgiving time. You know, as I think about everything we just talked about, the gatherings, the memories, the first time experiences, the losses, the laughter, the long lines, the cooking, the resting, I'm reminded of something simple. Moments don't wait. No, they don't. They come and they go. Sometimes gently, and sometimes like a storm named Melissa that changes everything overnight. Thanksgiving has a way of slowing us down and just long enough to see the truth. Yes. So, because life is made up of moments, we really don't get them back. No. No. For some of us, this year will feel different. Not only parents, siblings, and friends will be missing from the table. Yeah. For others, it will feel new, a first. First time in a new country, first time in a new family, you may have gotten married this year, and so you're sharing Thanksgiving with new family, newfound friends. Yes, so it will be new. A new home, you're celebrating it in a new home as well, or just a new season. Yeah, for some it will feel familiar. The same dishes, the same games, the same laughter. Same laughter ringing through the house, right? Yes, yes. But no matter what your Thanksgiving looks like this year, here's what I want you to remember. Every moment counts. So be thankful for each moment. Be thankful for each moment. The moments of joy, the moments of grief, the moments of gathering, the moments of missing. Yeah. The moments when everything feels certain, and the moments when nothing makes sense. Yes. And that old proverb I mentioned earlier, make hay while the sun shine, reminds us to value time, value presence and gratitude before the moment passes. Be thankful. Be thankful. And so sometimes instead of looking at the ones that are gone and looking at the short time they may not be here, let's be grateful for the long moments, the long periods that we got a chance to know them. We got a chance to love them. We got a chance to share space with them. Yes, yes. So as you journey through this Thanksgiving season, here are a few questions to carry with you. Yes. What Thanksgiving moment has shaped you the most? That's the first question. Second question is, who do you need to cherish while you still have them? Think about that. I may have lost my father. You still have your parents. You still have your father. Who or what do you need to bring to the forefront in this Thanksgiving season and be truly grateful for? Maybe an aunt who told you you were worth something. It may be a cousin who reminded you that you can win if you kept going. Gratitude. Yes. And the third question is, what single moment can you slow down and savor this year? Yes. And if it's going to take this Thanksgiving period to bring that to light, that's okay. What simple moment can you just slow down and say, thank you for this, God. Thank you that I have this opportunity, this moment. Yes, to savor this year. Think about that. Think about that. And I have one more question is, what do you need to give thanks for? Plain and simple, in this season. The things we've taken for granted? What do you need to really stop and give thanks for in this season? Think about that. The truth is, even when traditions shift, and even when storms rearrange our plans, guess what? God is still good, and He's still present, and He's still sending moments for us to embrace and be grateful for. Take a moment, pause, reflect, and give thanks for the moments, past, present, and the ones that are still to come. So we meet again next week, same place, same time here on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. Just remember, new episodes drop every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, RSS.com, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe as well and visit SeanLynnGraham.net or JustAMoment.life. For devotionals, updates, and ways to just stay connected with us. I want you to remember, moments that are gone do not come back. They cannot be recaptured. They can never be retrieved. So take a hold of your moments. Guess what? I'm taking a hold of mine. Don't forget, put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself and be true. Be true to who you are. Be true to who God called you and created you to be and to become, and be true to who you are becoming. I'm Sean N. Graham, your host, and I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod.
This is the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect